and just to speak out two ha'aros related to today's daf. So the first daughter is, the daf began with the knas of Ezra. So in the beginning of Bayis Sheni, Ezra leads the way up into Eretz Yisrael. The Yidden rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. The Kayhanim are going to do the Avodah. And to a certain degree, they're going to bring back the glory days of what once was, despite the fact they had just been in Golus, and they went through the trauma of the Purim story, and they were under the governance of Parus Umadai. But at the same time, they had an opportunity to build the Beis HaMikdash. The problem is, Ezra looked around, and there were no Levium. He could not find Levium. He found Kayanim, he found people from different Shvatim, but Levium he couldn't find. And he was very, very disturbed. So much so, he took action and he penalized them. And the primary knas that he issued upon the Levium was that even though you have a biblical right to get 10% of everything that grows in the entire land of Eretz Yisrael, but I'm taking it away from you. Who am I giving it to? Machlik is in the Gemara. Do Amayram that said that Ezra gave it to the Kayhanim, and then do Amayram that said that Ezra gave it to the Aniyim. But everyone agrees that he took it away from the Levium, and the reason was because of this Maisa Shahaya Kachaya. The Minchas Chinuch asks a bombakasha. And it's a kasha based on a shita sataz that's in the conversation for the most famous taz in Shulchan Aruch, and it's certainly a taz that we've talked about Be'ezus Hashem many times over the years. And that is, the taz says a yisoid, that even though yesh koyach biyad chachamim lakir davim in atayra, a sugi that's coming up in the coming dafin, but at the same time, the chachamim have a limitation, and that is, they can't be oiker, something that's mefurish in the Torah. So if the Torah says something, they don't have the ability to completely uproot and tell you that pasuk in the Torah, ignore it. That's not something you should look at. Meaning, the Chachamim have a right to limit things, and the Chachamim have a right to make takonas and gzeiris. But to be oiker adovim and atayra legamri, that's not something that the Chachamim have a right to do. Where does the Taz say it? A few places. Let's just mention two. One place that the Taz says it is that we know we blow shofar and Rosh Hashanah, right? Of course. Fake the Taz, and really the Rishonim asked the Kasha, why do you blow Shofar and Rosh Hashanah? We don't play instruments on Shabbos, we don't play with instruments on Yontif. Why? Shemi Yisakin Klishir. So why did the Chama make a takana that you shouldn't be able to blow Shofar on Rosh Hashanah? Shemi Yisakin Klishir. Says the Taz, you're going to tell me because the Chama would never make a takana to be Mevatel a Mitzvah? Machmas Gzeira? What do you mean? When Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, we don't blow Shofar. Shemi Yavi Renu Dalan Amis Peshus Harabim. So no, that was a classic concern that Chazal always had. Chazal were always so worried Shemi Yisak and Klimana. So if that's the case, why is it that you blow Shofar and Rosh Hashanah? Zok the Taz, Zayin Lamdis. He says, because the Chum have a right to tell you that if Rosh Hashanah falls down on Shabbos, don't blow Shofar. But they don't have a right to tell you you can never blow Shofar. Because telling you that you can never blow Shofar is being oiker adovim and atayr legamri. But telling you that you can't blow Shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, they're not being oiker adovim legamri, because if Rosh Hashanah falls out on Sunday or Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday or Friday, then you will be able to blow Shofar. So when you're being oiker adovim legamri, that's not something that you're allowed to do. Another place that the Taz says it is, another kasha that the Rishonim ask is, we know Mila is doicha Shabbos, but Machshire Mila is not doicha Shabbos. Machloikis, Rabbi Eliezer, and the Chachamim, this is of Perek Rabbi Eliezer, the Mila fame, but we pass like the Chachamim that the Etzem Mila is Doicha Shabbos, but the Machshire Mila not. Meaning, a Moyel is not allowed to carry his Messer, Dalan Amis Peshus HaRabim on Shabbos to do Bris Mila. You're not allowed to carry the baby in a Rosh HaRabim on Shabbos to do Bris Mila. I Mila is Doicha Shabbos. That just means the actual Mila is Doicha Shabbos, the Mila, the Priya. But all the Machshire Mila are not going to be Doicha Shabbos. A Machshire Marishainim, that if all the machshirim are not Doicha Shabbos, why aren't we worried that Shema Yavirenu Dal Ramas Peshus HaRabim, that maybe the Moyel is going to carry his Rentzel on his way to do the Bris Mila, or the mother of the child is going to carry the baby on her way to bring the child, the priest Shel Avram Avinu, Be'ita Bezmanai, and you're going to end up having a problem of Shema Yavirenu Dal Ramas Peshus HaRabim. And again, the Rishonim say, you're going to tell me we would never impose a gzera to be mevatel a mitzvah? What do you mean? We don't blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. We don't take talit minim. We don't lay the Megillah on Shabbos. So l'chura, wouldn't it be very reasonable to say, and the Rishonim say different terutzim, Zok the Taz, l'fi ma yisoid, it's pasha what the teretz is. Because there's a special drosha by Yom Hashmini l'Rabbis that Milas Leicha Shabbos. And once we have a special drosha that Milas Leicha Shabbos, if you're going to tell me now you can't do Milah on Shabbos, you're being oikar a dover that's mefurish in the Torah. You're not being oikar a mitzvah because you can do Milah the whole week, but you're being oikar a drosha because the drosha says Shabbos and you're telling me now nit Shabbos. And Zoktataz, even for that you're not able to do. Either way, Frank the Michas Chinuch in mitzvah, Shin Tzadik, hey, a Meiridige Kasha, a Bomba Kasha. Frank there. How then was Ezra allowed to go and penalize the Levian? How was Ezra allowed to say, don't give the Meiser to the Levian? It's Mefurish in the Torah that you're supposed to give the Meiser to the Levian. So if it's Mefurish in the Torah, you're supposed to give the Meiser to the Levian, by Ezra saying, don't give it to the Levian, he's being oikud of him in our Torah. Now let's just speak out the Cheshbon, because we just learned the Gemara together yesterday, and we saw it again today. So Bishlam, according to the Manama, that says that what was Ezra's takana? Give it to the Kayhanim. And you want to tell me, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the Kayhanim are anyways allowed to get him a Midairaisa. So maybe there's a little bit of wiggle room. But number one, most Tanam held that it was only Midairaisa meant to be given to the Levim. And besides, there's a Manama that says that the Knas was given to the Aniyim. So Freitim in Chaschinuch, Poshib Shad, how did Ezra have a right to take it away from the Levium? It's a pasuk in the Torah. You have to give it to the Levium. And lefi the Taz, the Chachamim have no right to make Zeiris and Takonis to be oiker a dover that's mefurish in the Torah. And if that's the case, how is it allowed to do it? Now, when we learned the Gemara, we said that what was Ezra's right? It was hefker bezden hefker. Yeah, hefker bezden hefker is a mominous to geinyan, but to be oiker a mitzvah and a din in the Torah, even mila b'shabbes, the Taz held you can't be oiker. So if that's the case, how could you be oiker a mefurish a pasuk in the Torah that it says, what do you do with the Maisa Sheini? You're supposed to give it to the Levian. Zoktim in Chaschinach, the Ruyan Advarim Lamisha Amram, that Yesh Loimar, that this Kasha, we're coming full circle, was the Makar to the Shitas HaRambam. The Rambam that we spoke about in the beginning of the week. The Rambam that says that even though Ktusha Shni is Kitchel Ashaita Vikitchel Asalavai, but Truma Bizman Azeh is only the Rabbanan. And then the Rambam took it even a step further. The Rambam ratcheted it up. And the Rambam says that not only Truma Bizman Azeh, but even Bimei Ezra was only Midi Rabbanan. Why? And the Rambam came up with a whole Chiddush based on the Gemara Ksubas Chafhei, that's talking about Chalo, that Kisavayu, you need Bias Kulchem. And if you don't have Roiv of Klai Yisrael living in Eretz Yisrael, there's no Chi of Truma from Isra's Midi Raisa. Zoktim Chaschinuch, I think. Lule de Mistafino. That you know how the Rambam knew that? Because etem ga'ar this kasha. The kasha that how was Ezra able to make a knas? You can't be oiker a dovim in a Torah. The Rambam held. You know what the teretz is? Truma b'zman azez the Rabbanon. So if Truma b'zman azez the Rabbanon, and afilu be made Ezra Truma's the Rabbanon. So he wasn't being oiker anything in the Torah. Because there was no chi of Truma's from Isis midai raisa. If there would have been a chi of Truma's from Isis midai raisa, so it comes out Ezra's being oiker a dovim in a Torah. Oh, but he wasn't being oiker a dovim in a Torah because there was no Truma's from Isis. Aye, there was Kedusha's Eretz Yisrael, Kitchel Ashaita for sure. The conversation is not the churban, but das is doch mi mei Ezra. The teretz is because there was no bias kulchem. And says the Mechas Chinuch that like the Rambam it's meyushev, but not only like the Rambam it's meyushev. Maybe this was good for the makkah to the Rambam, and this is how the Rambam knew that truma be mei Ezra, a chiddush nifla from Rabbeinu Agadol the Rambam. How did he know such a chiddush? It's a tremendous chiddush that Rambam. Obviously, says the Mechas Chinuch, in mitzvah shin tzadikei, could be it was this kasha, because at them ge'art Ezra, how do you have a gerech to make such a takana? Hefker bezen hefker, yeah, that works out the financial component, but at the end of the day, this is an issa v'heta cheshbin. At the end of the day, you have a mitzvah to give it to the Levi, and there's no takana, there's no knas that has a right to be accurate. When the teretz is, it's because all it was a derabbanan, and because all it was a derabbanan, so it's for that reason he was allowed to do it. That's the first aron.